You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Recently, the Morrison Center was named one of the top university venues in the nation and the world for live entertainment. And one of the most popular offerings at the Morrison Center is the annual Fred Meyer Broadway in Boise series. Joining me in studio to talk more about the 2019-2020 season is Morrison Center Executive Director James Patrick. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and tell you all the exciting things that are taking place at the Morrison Center.
So you've officially announced the 2019-2020 season. So let's talk a little bit about the lineup. I'm familiar with some of the plays, not so familiar with some of them.
Awesome. I'd love to have that opportunity. Well, the first thing I want to say is that we're talking about how to become a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
And season ticket holders, you know, get the same great seat show after show, year after year. They get them at a discount. And this is a great opportunity to become a season ticket holder, which means you get to see all five shows in the series that we're about to talk about, and you get to see them at a discount, and the tickets start at just $235 to see the whole package of five shows. And what I'm really excited is that four of the five shows that we're about to talk about are all premieres. So they've never been to Morrison Center before, never been to Boise. So it's a really exciting and compelling season. And we kick it off in November with a show that's still on Broadway, and that's Waitress.
So I've heard a little bit about this. So just give me like a quick synopsis of what The Waitress is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is inspired by the popular film. Okay. And it features the original music and lyrics by 7-time Grammy nominee Sara Bareilles. So it's a great love story. Yeah. I think people are going to love it. It's still playing on Broadway right now. So it's always exciting when we have something that's on Broadway, but it's also touring and it's coming at the same time. So we kick that off for four performances. All the shows we're going to be talking about will be here for four performances.
Okay.
Now, that's an expansion because in the past it's only been three.
Right.
So this is a real increase in demand for us.
So the next one, which I would actually love to take my kiddos to, is A Christmas Story, the musical.
Absolutely. And this is right in time for family to come. Very family friendly. And it'll be at the end of November 2019. And if you love the 1983 movie, you are going to love this.
That's basically what this is.
Exactly. The cool thing, though, is that it's from the songwriting team of both Dear Evan Hansen and La La Land, the movie. So great credentials.
Music.
Yeah. So and it played on Broadway for a while for a limited engagement. It's going to be a hoot.
And then Fiddler on the Roof is coming.
That's the only revival that we're bringing.
Okay.
It's always so popular. And what's cool about this is that the Tony-winning director Bartlett Sher, he will be putting his new take on this. And you probably know that name, right? Because he has a great affinity with Boise and Idaho. He you know, started his career at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. So
that's going to be fun. That's going to be really neat.
It's going to really be great for everybody.
And then I just think I love the name of this one, The Play That Goes Wrong.
Yes. And I got a chance to see this a little over a year ago on Broadway, and it is hilarious. It's unusual that a play is popular enough to tour, because as you can tell, most of the time we have musicals.
Mm-hmm.
But this is so exciting.
So this is a play.
This is a play. It's a comedy. It's a farce. It's a classic murder mystery. And I got to say, you will be in the aisles laughing. It won Best New Comedy in England for the Olivier Awards. Also was nominated, Broadway.com's New Play Award. So it is very, very funny and exciting that we have such a variety with a play and not just a musical.
And then another musical, Bandstand.
Bandstand is how we conclude the five-part series. That's also a premiere. Like I said, all of these are except for Fiddler. And Bandstand is six soldiers returning from World War II. It's got great music, great dancing. And this is from 3-time Tony winner and Hamilton choreographer Andy Blakenbuehler. Mm. So really, really wonderful show. I think people are going to really enjoy it.
So then talk to me about access to, because you also are going to have Stomp and the Book of Mormon is coming
back,
right?
That's right. So these five shows are on subscription. So you buy your subscription, right?
Okay.
You see all five shows. You get those same great seats. And then we also have some add-on specials. They're not on subscription. So you opt in or opt out.
Okay.
Decides what you want to do. So Stomp, for example, is coming in February for three performances. So you can opt in to buy that as a subscriber. It'll also be open, obviously, for single tickets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been here in quite a while.
Yeah.
But if you like percussion and just a really exciting...
It's cool.
It's totally cool.
Okay, yeah. And then Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon
coming
is back by popular demand. That'll be here for a full week. So they're playing the market again, and that's not on subscription, so you opt in or opt out.
Okay.
Choosing it. So you can see it's a really big season, the 1920
season. It really is. All right, so 2019-2020 season. Now we're going to fast forward to the 2020 2021 season because there's a big announcement.
Testament to his pain. Well, the word got around and said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education. Don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
Yes, I'm excited to announce, and this is very unusual that we can confirm something this far out and give you a sneak peek into the 2021 season, but Hamilton is coming to the Morrison Center in Boise, Idaho in 2020-21. And season ticket holders from the 1920 season will have first access to Hamilton when they renew their subscription in 2021. I really can't tell you much more about dates, times, this and that.
But
it's definitely confirmed. Broadway Across America has confirmed for a fact that we will have Hamilton in that season. So this is unprecedented, obviously, to have a show like that so soon in Boise. It's just a real testament to all that we've accomplished there and just how great the market is right now. But, you know, this is the show that won the Pulitzer, the Grammy, multiple Tony Awards.
What's fascinating to me, talk to me about how you secure a play of that caliber coming to Boise. As you said, I mean, these, you know, we know that Hamilton's been in Seattle. It's been in Portland. I mean, it's been touring, but in major, major cities. What kind of work do you have to do to get a play like this to come so quickly to Boise?
Well, I think it's the track record, quite honestly, because while we've been talking about all these great shows that are coming and some are staying for just four performances, mm-hmm. we've had a bunch of blockbusters over the recent years that have really shown Broadway and the touring community in New York that Boise can sustain a blockbuster like this for a multiple week engagement. I mean, you've got to think, just this year we had The Lion King.
I was going to ask you.
For three straight weeks.
Right.
That's 24 performances in a row, right? And over 45,000 people came to see it. It was a record
really?
Breaker for anything we've ever done. We just finished a two-week run of Wicked, which was close to a sellout. Prior to that, we did Cameron McIntosh's Phantom of the Opera mm-hmm. for an extended engagement. So you look at all these big hits that we've been able to sprinkle in year after year, and we've shown that we can sustain that kind of sales and that people will also come from other communities outside, mm-hmm. you know, parts of Oregon and some other, you know, visiting states will come here because it's closer to come to Boise than it is, say, to go to Salt Lake in some cases.
Right.
And so it's that kind of track record, that kind of sales record and mm-hmm. and breaking those kinds of sales records that has shown that we can secure that and they feel confident about that, as well as our subscription base, knowing that there's a certain number of subscribers that are going to front load that and spread the word. So all of that kind of really contributes mm-hmm. to it. And as you mentioned earlier, we've been consistently ranked one of the top 100 theaters for worldwide ticket sales. So that's worldwide ticket sales consistently for the last 8.5 years or so.
Because when you brought Lion King in this last year and a 3-week run, that had never been done at the Morrison Center before. And to sell out like that, that does have to show that that this center can sustain something like that.
Yes, yes. I mean, we actually had done Wicked in a few mm-hmm. for 3 weeks, but and that really kind of set the stage back in 2011 that was even possible. But now how fast we can sell them out and has really kind of mm-hmm. shown everybody that, you know, we should bring the shows here and we can bring them sooner, which was your point.
So talk to me a little bit about then how this, because, I mean, since we're talking about not the 2019-2020 season with Hamilton, it is the season after that.
That's right.
So I have a feeling it's going to do very well and sell out. But if you want to secure tickets, the best way to do that is season ticket holders will always get first dibs.
Yeah, because they're making the commitment to see all five shows in the series, which is a commitment. That's different than just a single ticket buyer who says, hey, I just want to see one show. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the perks and benefits of being a season ticket holder is not only do you get some great seats show after show, year after year, and you get the best pricing because you're getting at a discount. It's before all the tickets have been demand priced, you know, to a different level. But you're making that commitment. So the key right now is there's never been a better time to be a season ticket holder at the Morrison Center, because you not only get the five shows that we just talked about, four of which are premieres, but you're going to be first in line and have first access to Hamilton when you renew your subscription in 2021. So
if you want to become a season ticket holder, well, after hearing this today, that you can, you know, you can get those Hamilton tickets. When can you renew for the 2019 season? But then when, if you are not a ticket holder, can you become a season ticket holder?
Great question, and the right question to ask. So right now we're renewing our current season ticket holders. So we're giving them first dibs. They have a chance to renew their subscription.
Right?
One of the perks. You always get a chance to opt in or opt out. So and so they're going to renew. But if you want to become a new season ticket holder, you do that on May 3rd. So on May 3rd, we'll send out an e-blast to everyone who's on our free email list, which is close to 90,000 people, and we'll tell them, hey, the doors are open now. You can submit to become a new season ticket holder. But we'll also have it on our website, morrisoncenter.com. And if you go to the Broadway tab, you'll see everything you need to know there, a PDF of the brochure and the form, so that you can sign up and become a season ticket holder.
And before I let you go, Hamilton will be here, as we said, in the 2020-2021 season. You will be retired at that point. I know you don't want to talk about it that much, but since I have you here, I just wanted to ask, when is your last day? What's next for you?
Well, you know, as they say in showbiz, it's always great to leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
And to leave on top. And I can't think of a better time to exit stage left than with the announcement
of Hamilton, right? And my work here is done.
But it's been a great run. You know, it's been I've been here since 2011. So right now it looks like the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, will be when I retire. And it'll be 8.5 great years, and we've accomplished so much. But I'm still going to be in the Boise State family. You know, once a Bronco, always a Bronco. So I'm going to be teaching a class in the theater department in the fall, and that's theater management, how to run theaters, dance companies.
And they could learn a little bit from
you. Yeah, I hope so. I hope I can teach them a thing or two. And my wife still works at Boise State, so we're still going to stay here and live here. It's just that, you know, I've been running venues straight for 20 years.
Time for a little bit of a break.
Yeah, it's a lot of nights and weekends, as you can probably imagine. And I've got this great 11-year-old son, and I've already missed some of the time, and I don't want to miss any more of those great days.
I completely understand that. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
My guest today has been Executive Director of the Morrison Center, James Patrick. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.